every single day. My prayer has become that, Lord, be my shepherd. Lord, be my shepherd. That means every day. That means every day giving the Lord permission to help me find rest. Lord, be my shepherd to help me find peace. Lord, be my shepherd to refill me when I'm empty. Lord, be my shepherd to guide me and to direct me every step of the way. Are you willing to commit to that as a daily commitment to Jesus, saying, Lord, be my shepherd? If you allow God to be your shepherd before the valleys of life, you're likely to allow Him to be your shepherd through the valleys of life. And continue on the other side of the valley, letting Him take control. Those are the first three verses talking about God. And then the following three is talking to God and says, even though I walk through the valley, the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you, God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Though I walk through the darkest valley, in the King James Version, it says, the shadow of death, and some of you may know that phrase. I won't be afraid. I'll let God fight my anxiety, my doubt, my circumstances, my fear, because God is near. His presence is security. And our prayer may be tonight, there might be someone in this room that needs to have this prayer. Lord, lead me through this valley. Lead me through this valley that I'm in. I've been doing ministry for long enough, first with students and most recently with adults, being a co-pastor. And I can typically gauge a congregation that I've been working with, or a group that I've been working with. And as much as people come into a service setting, and I'm not saying that about anyone here, because I don't know you as well as perhaps the ministries that I've worked closely for a long period of time. But there's typically a sense that I get when someone walks into a room, and sometimes you can just tell that they're struggling. In youth ministry, it's typically they're a little antsy. They can't sit still. In adults, I don't know typically what the cues are, but typically, if the Spirit is really moving, after the service, they'll engage in a conversation with me, and it'll eventually come out. The fact is that there are struggles that are real in many people. And as hard and as much as people try to hide that and to keep that inside, here's one thing I know. God knows. God knows the condition of our hearts. God knows our stories. God knows our lives. God knows. And so why would it be that we work so hard to keep it from God? Why is it that we work so hard to keep it inside and saying, I don't want God to know, when God already knows? And so wouldn't it benefit us to surrender it to God and say, Lord, lead me through this valley? Wouldn't it benefit us to say, I want to be honest with God, who already knows our hearts, and say, Lord, help me, guide me, lead me through this valley? So this evening, there may be some that say, Lord, be my shepherd. Lord, lead me through this valley. Or there might be someone in this room tonight that might be in need of saying, Lord, anoint my head with oil. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I've recently took a closer look at this verse and the significance of anointing my head with oil. And what does that really mean? It's not something that you commonly hear. And really, the basis of it is a sheep acknowledging the need of a shepherd. A sheep can get caught in prickly shrubs. Flies can likely attack the sheep, laying eggs in and attacking the nostrils, the eyes, and the ears. And as humans, we have the benefit of doing one of these and kind of shooing. Have you ever seen a sheep do that? No. So what does a sheep do? They get highly annoyed. And sheep have been known to avoid these annoyances. It drives them crazy. And as a result, they beat their head against a rock, trying to get these flies or whatever it is away from them. Can you imagine this scene of just these flies attacking the ears, the eyes, the nostrils of a sheep, and then the scene of a sheep really desperate to get this irritant out of their face. And as a result, out of desperation, they end up just knocking their head up against a rock or doing whatever it takes. I imagine that can be the scene of many of us in life. I'm not saying it's flies, but maybe it's simply life in general that gets in our way, just becomes, starts as a little annoyance and then a frustration and then overwhelms us. And then we end up beating our heads up against a wall out of desperation. And the solution for a sheep is the shepherd anoints the head with oil. Anoints the head with oil to eliminate the flies or the insects that are attracted to the sheep. And for some of us this evening, perhaps the solution for some of the things that overwhelm us is the anointing of oil in your life. You'll have an opportunity of that in a moment. For us, I believe that this passage needs to come to life for many in this room. A prayer of, Lord, be my shepherd. Perhaps a prayer that, Lord, lead me through this valley. Or maybe for some, Lord, anoint my head with oil. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This evening, perhaps the greatest reminder that you can have is the presence of the good shepherd in your life. And for you to surrender your life to the good shepherd. Have you talked to God about the valley in your life? Have you talked to God about being your good shepherd? Have you talked to God about a healing touch, a presence in your life? I believe there might be someone in this room that is going through the valley of fear and doubt and anxiety. There might be someone in this room that is dealing with the valley of unforgiveness. For too long, some of us have invited unforgiveness, a seed at your table. Let me say that again. There might be someone in this room that for too long of your life, you've allowed unforgiveness, a seed at your table, and you've welcomed it. And maybe tonight is the night that you address that. In a moment, the worship team is going to lead us in a closing song. But I wonder who might need to come up and surrender to the Lord. And surrender your life to the Good Shepherd. Lord, be my shepherd. For that person in this room that has tried to be the shepherd of your own life, perhaps you've tried and you are lost, you're restless, you're empty. My prayer is that you would say, Lord, be my shepherd tonight. For that person who needs to pray, Lord, lead me through this valley. You're going through something specific right now. And you're not looking forward to camp being over because the reality of life is going to hit you hard. And perhaps your prayer ought to be, Lord, lead me through this valley. Lord, anoint my head with oil. Someone here tonight might be saying, I've allowed the attacks come. Life has caused me to beat my head against a rock like a helpless sheep in need of a good shepherd. My prayer is that you would ask for prayer, for protection, and for peace, saying, Lord, anoint my head with oil. As the worship team comes up, I want to invite you, if perhaps, just maybe, something has hit you,